Mask shame. Shaming a person with respect to whether they're a masker or a maskist. A masker being a person who believes in masks, wears masks, and expects others to wear masks. A maskist being a person who does not wear a mask unless forced to, does not believe in masks, and thinks there's a general issue with the whole concept of wearing a mask. When you're convinced you're right and want to force your opinion on others, you use shame as a tactic. Shame on you. How many of you heard that when you were a child and did something wrong? When we hold any opinion, we consider those with opposing opinions as wrong. Whether or not we confront them on their wrongness is an issue of urgency and courtesy. If the issue is serious enough, then there's some justification for us shaming the person for their wrong opinion. An example of this would be a person's opinion on Jesus Christ. If the person is not a believer, then they should be confronted on their wrong opinion for their own sake, for salvation's sake. We've begun to hear more and more about maskers shaming maskers for not wearing masks. Well, that goes both ways, doesn't it? Maybe it's time for maskers to start shaming maskers for their fear and dumbness. It is discourteous to force your opinion on another person unless it's critical to their welfare. Maskers who mask shame maskers do so in order to protect themselves. This is selfish and unacceptable. Maskers who mask shame maskers do so in order to free the master from the bondage of fear. Actually, we're commanded by Christ Jesus to set the captive free. Historically, good people allow themselves to be pushed around by evil people. That has got to stop. How do we push back on arrogance, fascism, and ignorance? With the truth, with authority, and with love.